O'Connor is leading an animal, right? Leading an animal lest you break off a stick, etc. That's not an Isser Chamor. That's a regular Isser. So the Pasuk comes to tell us that the assay of Kibbutz of Aim is not Doche, the Lotase of Mechamer. But right now, we have not shown that there's any reason to assume that an assay would even theoretically be Doche, a Lotase that involves Kares. So that's where we pick up. We're on Vav Amud Aleph, the third word on the top line. Vafilu Hachi, Lo Dachi. And even the Isser of Mechamer, Kibbutz of Aim, the assay of Kibbutz of Aim doesn't push aside. So then we have another problem. El Dekanalan, Da'ati Assay, V'dachi Lotase. Right? The working assumption is that under normal circumstances, whatever that means, an Isser Greda, let's say, an Isser that doesn't involve Kares or Misa. So in that case, if the Isser of Mechamer is not pushed aside by Kibbutz of Aim, then Ligmur Mehacha de lo Lidchi. Right? So learn from here that Asay is not Doche Lotase. Because here you have a regular Lotase of Mechamer, of leading an animal, and the Asay of Kibbutz of Aim does not push it aside. So why are we assuming that under whatever ideal circumstances an Asay is Doche Lotase? From what we just learned here, that the Lotase of Mechamer stays in place even when it is confronted by the assay of Kibbutz of Aim, learn the opposite. Learn from here that an assay is not Doche Lotase, right? So V'chi Tema, third line on Vav Amud Aleph, V'chi Tema, if you were going to say, Shani Lavi de Shabbos, de Chamiri. So maybe we want to say that really an assay is Doche, a regular Lotase. Why is Kibbutz of Aim not Doche, the regular law of Mechamer, of leading an animal? Because Shabbos is different, because it's very Chamor, right? As Rashi points out in the first thin line, because one who desecrates Shabbos is viewed as if they are like an idolater. And that's why even a normal law by Shabbos of Mechamer that does not entail a severe punishment like Kares or Misa is not pushed aside by a regular assay of Kibbutz of Aim. If that's the case, right? Batana be'almakai. No, that doesn't seem to be the case, because it seems that we treat this lav like all other lavin, right? So don't say that really assay is Doche Lotase except for Shabbos. No, Shabbos is treated like all the rest of them. Atana b'amakom, ma'iv lo kaparech, right? And it doesn't mention this idea that Shabbos is unique. The Tanya yachal amar lo aviv hitame. Oh, shamar lo al tachzir. Yachal yisham alo. Tamar lo mar ishim av aviv tiro v'sham tay tishmaru. Kulchem chayavim yichvodi. Right? So there's a different lima, not the Gemara, but a medrash, that says that if your parent tells you to become tame, if you're a Kohen, right? Or if your parent tells you not to return a lost object, we might have thought that you should listen to them, because an assay is Doche Lotase. Comes a pasuk by Shabbos and tells us that that you can't, that everyone is obligated in the mitzvot of Hashem, and therefore the Kibbutz of Aim doesn't extend to violating negative commandments. And here we don't say and we don't distinguish. We don't say, how can you learn about not fulfilling your parents' wishes when it comes to not returning a lost object, about violating an Isser, right? How do we know that we don't say that Shabbos is different than the other Lavim? So we don't make that discernment. We don't make that distinction. If we don't make that distinction, then the question remains, how do you learn Aseh Doche Lo Aseh? No, we say, you know why the law of Mechamer, that we can't learn anything, you know why we can't learn anything from this case? that and therefore because Shabbos, the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim in this scenario, in this warped scenario where the parent tells you to violate Shabbos, is through, right, hechsher mitzvah, right? The actual love is the way, is essential in fulfilling the aseh of kibud av v'aim, right? The actual violation of the mitzvah is the only way you fulfill the aseh of kibud av v'aim, while by achod isha, as right, so Ella, if you look at Rashi, what Rashi says is, we're going back to, since we tried to say that the iser that on Shabbos that the child is asked to violate is not a strong iser, it's a regular iser like Mechamer. We reject that because it's no different than all the other isurim, and we say that in general an aseh is doche lo tase. So what are we back to suggesting? That the pasuk by Ishimova Vivtirova Shabtai Tishmoru is talking about a case where the parent asks you to violate Shabbos in a way that's liable for kares, right? To slaughter an animal, to cook food for me on Shabbos, and yet the pasuk comes to tell us, right, that you don't violate an iser with kares in order to honor your parents. The implication is that had we not had the pasuk, we would have, in fact, we would have thought that an aseh is docha even a lotase of kares. But there's still a problem here, right? Because we say ela mishum deikel mifrach malahanach shekein hechsher mitzvah, right? We want to say that there's a difference. We want to sort of line up that the pasuk of aleha is extraneous, because that just because we already know that you assume that. So we have the case of Shabbos, and Shabbos is where the parent tells you to violate an Isser Kares, and we say there that the pasuk comes to tell us you don't violate it. The assumption being that without the pasuk, you do violate an Isser Kares. So also by Yibum, we should assume we should need the pasuk of Aleha. Right, you need the pasuk of Aleha, because had you not had the pasuk of Aleha, we would have similarly assumed that the aseh of Yibum is docha the lotase. You do need the pasuk of Aleha, because Ella ikel mefrach, we could have asked that when it comes to Shabbos, it's essential to violate the Isser Kares in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. However, when it comes to Achot Isha, you don't have to marry your wife's sister in order to resolve this issue, because you can do Chalitza, right? So by Shabbos, violating the love is essential to fulfilling the aseh of kibud av v'aim. While by Achot Isha, you could do Chalitza, right? So since you don't have to violate the aseh, right, so obviously Yibum does not override the Isra of Achod Isha, because you could avoid the situation altogether. So if that's the case, if there's no Havamina to think that that Yibum overrides Achod Isha, then why do you need the Pasuk of Aleha? Then we're back to asking that question, right? Because if the assumption is that the Aseh would be Docha the Lotase of Achod Isha, then you need the Pasuk to tell us otherwise. But if there's reason to assume that you would never violate Achod Isha in a case of a dead husband that doesn't leave heirs, because you could do Chalitza, then why do you need the Pasuk? Then why do you need the Pasuk of Aleha? So we have to start again and try to figure out a scenario in which the assumption is that the Aseh of Yibum should in fact be Docha the Lotase of Erva, whereby then we, from somewhere else, that then forces us to have a pasuk of Aleha to teach us otherwise. So it didn't work out from Kibud Av V'Em and Shabbos. So now we're going to try a different tact. El Saga Deita Chamina Teiti Mibinyan Beit HaMikdash. Learn it from the building of the Beit HaMikdash, how it doesn't violate Shabbos. Titania Yochel Yeh Binyan Beit HaMikdash Docha Shabbos. We might have thought that the construction of the Beit HaMikdash, which is an Aseh, is Docha the Lowest Aseh of Shabbos, right? So it's in the Havamina. Pay attention to the Havamina, because that's where we're gonna that's the point of departure, right? So we want to suggest that the assumption is that had we not had a limud in the pasuk, the assay of building the Beit HaMikdash or the Mishkan, let's say, overrides the lotasa, the iser of binyan and stira on Shabbos. So Tamalomar et shabto tai tishmoru umikdashi tiro kulchem chayavim bichvodi, right? So we see that, no, the pasuk tells us that that's not the case, that you have to honor Hashem and not build the Mishkan on Shabbos. So what we've done in effect is we validated the Havamina, right? We validated the initial assumption that that without a pasuk, the assay of Binyan Mishkan, of construction Mishkan, should override the Lotaseh and the Isser Kares of building on Shabbos. Ma'alav v'bona v'soter. What Isser are we concerned about violating on Shabbos through building the Mishkan? Presumably the prohibition of building and destroying, or demolition for the purposes of rebuilding. And v'tayma dekata rachmane shavta tai tishmaru. And the reason why we don't violate these commandments in building the Mishkan on Shabbos is because the pasuk tells us, revere or guard my Sabbaths. Halav hachi, without the pasuk, dachi, right? If not, then the assumption, right, the general assumption without any psukim, we want to suggest is that the assay of building the Mishkan is docha, the lo taseh of binyan b'Shabbos. And that's the assumption. And then you need a pasuk to tell us otherwise. And so too, by aleha, by yibum for achod isha, the assumption would be that you do yibum. The assay is docha, the lo taseh of kares. And then you need the pasuk aleha to tell us otherwise. Lo, no. So we say, no, that's no good. Lav demechamer. Really, there's no havamina to think the assay is docha, lo taseh kares. There's an assumption that there's at least a havamina to suggest that an assay is docha, a regular, a lo taseh greta. Right, like mechamer, right, leading an animal. So it would be leading an animal laden with objects that are necessary for the construction of the Mishkan. That is what we might have thought you're allowed to do on Shabbos had the pasuk not told us et shabto tai tishmoru. But there was never a havamina to suggest. The assumption is never that an aseh is docha alo taseh involving karis. Vafilu hachi lo dachi. So we're going to do the same thing we did at the top of the page. So are you saying that the pasuk comes to tell us that building the Mishkan and violating the law of Mechamer is not pushed off by the assay of Binyan Mikdash? If that's the case, now we have an assumption that in some case, somewhere, an assay is docha lo taseh. Ligmer me'acha, but learn from here the fact that building the Mishkan is not docha the lo taseh Mechamer, the lo dachi. Right? That you can't. You're never docha a lo taseh. B'chi tema. Maybe you'll say shani lavi the Shabbos the chamiri, and maybe you'll say that no, really an aseh is docha a lo taseh. The only reason why this aseh of binyan mikdash is not docha the lo taseh of mechamer is because it's the lav of Shabbos, which is chamer. Right? We said that it's like serving a avodah zara to violate Shabbos. So even a regular lav without kares is not pushed away by an assay. But other lotases would be pushed away by the assay. Right? We bring the same Gemara we brought at the beginning, the same Braisa we brought at the top of the page, proving that Shabbos is no different than other Isur lotases. The Tanya, Yacha Amalo Aviv, Hitame Yoshamalo Al Taxir, Yacha Yoshamalo. Right? A parent tells you, become Tame and you're a Kohen, or don't return an object and you have to. You don't listen to them. Tamalo, you might think you should listen to them. Right? That the Pasuk tells us, Kulchem chayavim bichvodi. Right? So if that's the case, Ella, right? Ella, Mishum de'ikil nef, Rachman la'ashakein, hachshir mitzvah. Right? No, so you might think that the reason by binyan mikdash is because the isser is essential to fulfilling the aseh of binyan mikdash, right? The only way you build on Shabbos is if you build on Shabbos, right? So if that's the case, then that's what we said before. The problem is that then you don't need two psukim to tell us hachshir mitzvah. Typically mehatam, right? So learn from the earlier case of kibud avim, right? But the issur is essential, just like by kibud avim violating Shabbos was essential to fulfilling the mitzvah of aseh of kibud avim. So too, the violation of Shabbos here is essential to the fulfillment of building the Mishkan. So what does the pasuk of binyan mikdash come to tell us? In achinami, v'shamtotai tishmoru mikdashi tiru olonali. Right. So if it doesn't come to tell us that there's an assumption of an asay being docha the lotase of kares, then what does it come to tell us? Something completely different. Something having nothing to do with our discussion up till now. Look at the Tanya, right? Five lines from the bottom. Yachol yitiare adam imikdash. You might have thought that you're supposed to revere the building itself, right? I'm not sure why you would think that you should do that, but that's what we're saying here, that there's a havamina to suggest that you should revere and fear the location, the building itself, right? Yachol yitiare adam imikdash tamad lomar et chapto tai tishmoru. Comes the verse to tell us, guard, safeguard my Sabbath. So that's mikdash itirahu, and fear my mikdash. Nemra shmira b'shabbat, v'nemra mora b'mikdash. We have this connection between the Sabbath and the mikdash. I would say, I'm not sure if it means that both of them are in the same pasuk, or both of them talk about mine. It's my Sabbath, it's my mikdash. Ma shmira amura b'shabbat, next Amud, right? Mashmir Amura b'Shabbat. Lo mishabbat atam itiare el mishehizer al Shabbat, right? You don't revere Shabbos. You revere Shabbat. You revere God Shabbos, right? You don't revere the day by itself, right? It's you revere God. And you keep the Shabbos. Afmor amor b'mikdash. So too, when it talks about revering the mikdash, lo b'mikdash atam itiare. You don't revere the building itself. El mishehizer el mikdash. You have fear, awe, reverence for the one who commanded you to have that type of relationship with the mikdash. Vezuhi mor mikdash. And what is mor mikdash? Right. It's not bowing down to the building. It's not having respect for the building itself, right? What is it? It's specifically the way you treat the building, right? El misha vezuhi mor mikdash lo ikanes adam bahar habayit b'maklo b'minilo b'fundato. Right? You shouldn't go up to the Temple Mount with your walking stick, with shoes on, or with a wallet or a money belt. No, you should wash your feet, not with dust on your feet. Don't use it as a shortcut to get to where you need to go. And certainly you're not allowed to spit, because if you're not allowed to use it as a kapandaria, certainly you're not allowed to spit. Right? So, one other lesson. This is sort of still part of the tangent. Vainly Elvis Manchabita Mikdash Kayam. Right? This is interesting for those. Hopefully soon we can be in Israel, either with Mashiach or at least as visitors when we're allowed to go back. And, you know, are you allowed to go to the Temple Mount? Do you have anything to worry about? There's no Beit HaMikdash. Maybe there's no sanctity there. Mainly, all of his mind should be Beit HaMikdash Kayam. These ideas of more Mikdash, perhaps they only apply when the Beit HaMikdash is in existence. What about when the Beit HaMikdash is no longer standing? Tamalomar, et shato taidish mo Mikdash itiro. Right? The Sabbath, and the Mikdash, the reverence for the Mikdash is connected to the observance of Shabbat. Ma shmirah hamurah b'Shabbat li'olam, just as Shabbos is applicable all the time, af morah hamurah b'Mikdash li'olam, so too, morah Mikdash, right? The reverence, the awe that we have for the sanctuary, for the makom ha-Mikdash, is forever, even after it has been, even if the, after the temple on it has been destroyed. So where are we up to? So what we're left without a source that an assay would possibly be docha alo tasef kares. And since we don't have that source, right, we tried two times already. We tried from the example of kibud av aim, how it's not docha Shabbos. We wanted to suggest that from there we learned the havamina, that an assay would be docha alo tasef kares. And we went through it and said, no, that's not the case, that there's another, you can't learn anything generalizable from there. So then we suggested maybe you can learn something generalizable about an asiya docha lo tasev kares, you don't build the mikdash on Shabbos, implying that without that pasuk, the asay of building the mikdash would be docha the lo tasev of Shabbos. And then we reject that, and we tell us that it teaches us other lessons, some of which remain relevant, you know, even today when you're in the Old City, and whether or not you can go up to the Har Habayit, and where can you go, and what you have to, how you have to act. But so far, we have not proven the assumption as valid, the notion that an assay could, in theory, be docha lo taseh, that involves kares, which would then necessitate the need for the pasuk of aleha. So we still don't know why you need a pasuk of aleha to tell us that there is no yibum in a case of erva. Why would we think there is yibum in a case of erva? Right? So if at first you don't succeed, try, and then try again. So we're gonna try the second time. It's really the third time. We tried once, we rejected, we tried a second time, we rejected, now let's try again. Ella, each one starts with the word Ella, rather, right? Sagadai tachamina, I might have thought, teitim avara. That from Havara, that the lesson we learned from Havara teaches us that we could, that's a valid assumption to think that an assay is docha alo taseh of karis. What is that all about? The Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael. It was learned in by Rabbi Yishmael. Lo tvaru esh b'chol moshvo teichem. Right? Shall not kindle a fire in all of your dwellings on the Shabbos day. I just learned yesterday, we were learning about, in my lunch and learn shiur, we were learning about not being like Korach and making sure not to be machzik v'machloket, not be involved in dispute. So we talked a little bit about what does it mean, what's a machloket shelo l'shem shamayim, what's the problem with machloket, the opposite of machloket is shalom, and what that's all about. And we mentioned this idea of homiletically, lo tevaru ish b'chol moshvoteichem, is that you shouldn't burn with anger, with dispute, in any of your places. I once saw, there's a Hasidic board on this idea as well, for parents and spouses at home, that oftentimes Erev Shabbos is an especially tense time because there's a lot going on. And it's easy for people to lose their temper. It's easy for people to argue and to fight a little bit. So lo tavaru ish b'chol moshvoteichem b'yom haShabbat, when we're getting ready for Shabbos, make sure that we do so in the correct way without any seething fires. Make sure to keep a calm composure, even in the stress and tension of Erev Shabbos. Anyway, that's not what it learns here. Ma tam lomar, what does the pasuk come to tell us? Ma tam lomar, what do you mean? We know what it comes to tell us. Ila Rabbi Yossi, it's a very famous dispute. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Na'ila, Rabbi Yossi Lolav, right? According to some, that the Havara, mentioning Havara specifically, kindling a fire, according to Rabbi Yossi, he tells us the love that that kindling a fire on Shabbos is not a capital offense, but rather it is just a regular love. And either of Matan, the fact that you mention Havara, kindling a fire separately, as opposed to the other malachot on Shabbos, which aren't singled out by the Torah, it comes lechalek. No, it comes to tell us that there are different categories of malacha, right? Just as this is one of the categories, so too there are many other categories. But according to Rav Natan, even Havara is liable for chiyuv mita. The Tanya, right? And it quotes the Brisa, Havara lav yatzat, right? Kindling is singled out among all the malachas of Shabbos to teach us that it's only a love and it's not an iser misa. This is Rabbi Yossi. Rav Natan said lechalek, right? To separate that there are distinct categories of malacha, just like havara, there's other categories of malacha, and each one is separate. So it's not just one general violation of Shabbos, but each category of malacha is its own violation. So v'amarava. So it's not. That's not what we want. That's not what we're asking about Lo Tavar Oesh. That we know. That's a brisa. But there's something else about Lo Tavar Oesh. Vamarava Tana Moshavot Kakashale. It's not about Lo Tavaru. We want to know what about Moshavot Techem. Right? Lo Tavar Oesh is a machloket, very famous machloket, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Natan, that we just quoted. Rava comes to tell us, no, the unique facet that we want to focus on for our purposes is the word moshavotechem, in your dwellings, right? Moshavot, matam olomar, what does in your dwellings come to teach us, right? Mechti, Shabbat, chomer agufi, right? Shabbos doesn't depend on where you are. It's an obligation on the person. V'chomer aguf, no, I get bein baris, bein b'chutz laretz. So moshavot, dekata rachmona, v'shabbos lemali. Moshavot, right, moshavotechem, your dwellings, generally implies the land of Israel, right? The land belonging to the Jews. What does Moshavot Techem have anything to do with Isser Shabbos? Shabbos is relevant no matter where you are, right? It's obligatory on you, on the person, not the place. So what does Moshavot Techem come to tell us? So Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmid Echad. So there's one student of Rabbi Shmuel that taught as that quoted as follows: Lefi Shenamar V'chiyeh Be'ish Chet Mishmat Mavet V'humat. It's related to mitat beitin, right? The pasuk says if a person sins in a way where he's liable for death and then he's put to death. Shomeani bein b'chol bein b'shabbat. I might think that capital punishment is administered by a beitin on weekdays and on Shabbos, right? Umani mekayim. What do I do with the pasuk that says that if you violate Shabbos, then you're put to death? How can I administer a death penalty, which will entail certainly most if not all of the death penalties entail some element, some malacha that violates Shabbos? So what about the pasuk that says he who desecrates Shabbos is put to death, right? What do we do with that pasuk? B'shar malacha klumi mitat beitin, right? It refers to anyone else who violates one of the malachot for any reason, except for those for mitat beitin, right? When when capital punishment is administered by the beitin. Oh, ino elafil mitat beitin, or. Are the malachot of Shabbos relevant even for mitat beitin, meaning the execution cannot take place on Shabbos? Umani mekayim v'humat. But then, how do you understand the pasuk by mitat beitin v'humat? We thought it might mean no matter what, you put him to death even on Shabbos. If we're saying that no death penalty on Shabbos, then what do you do with the pasuk of the word v'humat, right? We say b'chol v'lo b'shabbat, o en el afilo b'shabbat, right? Does it mean on Shabbos, or does it even on Shabbos, or only on chol? So, right. So we have mixed signals. We're not on the one hand. It seems to say emphatically that when a death sentence is declared, that the death penalty must be administered v'humat, maybe even on Shabbos. And yet on the other hand, we have And it seems like we have a pasuk mechalel mot yumat that nobody is above the Isra Shabbos, not even a beitin. So what are we going to do here? That's what the pasuk comes to tell us. You do not light a fire in your dwellings. And now we're going to have a gzera shava of the word moshavot. And elsewhere it says, when it comes to the Beit Din system, listening to the courts, having courts, we refer that as an everlasting commandment. Right? So what are we going to say there? We're going to have like a gzera shava. Ma moshavot ha'amurin lahalan b'Beit Din. Right? In the second pasuk, it's obviously speaking about moshavot is in reference to a Beit Din. Af moshavot ha'amurin kan b'Beit Din. Right? So too, it said, so too, the moshavot, when it talks about lo tavaroish b'chol moshavoteichem, is especially talking about Beit Din. Now, it may also be talking about other settings, but it's even talking about Beit Din. V'amar rachmano lo tavaru. And the pasuk says, do not light. Right? So we see that the pasuk comes to tell us, right, that the assay of the humat, right, the assay of Ahumat, of Beit Din putting someone to death that's liable for capital punishment, is not Docha, the Lo Taaseh of Isser Shabbos, because of the Pasuk of the Gzeirah Shavah of B'chol Moshavoteichem. Right? So then we have to take it the next step, right? If we need a Pasuk to tell us, right, that the assay is not Docha, the Lo Taaseh, including Kares, then we're back to the assumption, right, that an assay under normal circumstances, absent a pasuk, is in fact docha the lo tasa, even with kares, and that's why we need the pasuk of aleha, right? That's the part. So, my love, Rav Natan, doesn't it make sense that this is consistent with the opinion of Rav Natan, damar l'chalik yatzat, right? Because according to Rav Natan, the kindling of fire is liable for karet, or at least mitat beitin, right? So that could teach us the assay, that the assumption of an assay of beitin performing capital punishment is docha the lotase, that has a karet level prohibition according to Rav Natan. However, according to Rav Yossi, is that so clear? The time of the kotev rachma lo tavaru, and the pasuk still says, you shall not kindle halav hachidachi, right? Right. So, havara is a kares level iser, and the pasuk tells us lo tavaru, implying that had it not said lo tavaru, we would have assumed that mitat beitin over say of mitat beitin overrides the lo tasa of overrides the lo tasa of Shabbos. Right, so that works with Rav Natan because we're dealing with a kares level violation. No, but not for Rav Yossi, right? Because Rav Yossi says that havara is not a kares or misa level violation. It's a lav greda. That's why it's singled out, because it's unlike the other malachot of Shabbos. There's no death penalty. So we say no, Rav Yossi, the brisa, this whole limud can even work for Rav Yossi as well, right? But to have inami Rabbi Yossi, and it could be even consistent with Rabbi Yossi, right? Emadam Rabbi Yossi havara lav yatzat. The problem with Rabbi Yossi, remember, is that according to Rabbi Yossi, havara does not carry with it the death penalty. It's not a kares, right? So then our whole idea, our whole assumption that an assay is docha lo tasa the kares seems not to apply by Rabbi Yossi. We're saying no, it could even work for Rabbi Yossi. Why? When did Rabbi Yossi say that Lo tavaru esh? The pasuk comes alav yatzat to tell us that there's only that it comes to it's only a violation of a iser greda havara greta, when it's only a kindling, when it's only havara, right? What does that mean? I think Rashi says havara greta. No, it doesn't say it there. Right? But we'll see in contrast, right? A regular kindling is kindling alone. Right? Havara debatin bishul ptila. When it comes to the havara that a beitin would be involved in, let's say for the capital punishment of skila, it's not just burning. There's also an element of bishul, cooking the lead. Right? We know that skila is pouring molten lead down the offender's throat. Right? So that is not just havara, that's also bishul. So even Reb Yossi would say that the havamina here is the assay of beitin functioning properly with capital punishment is docha alotase that involves kares. Even for Reb Yossi, comes the pasuk and tells us otherwise. Mali bishul psila, mali bishul sum on him. And cooking the lead, making it liquid, is similar to cooking other things like spices. And it's prohibited with an iser kares, even according to Reb Yossi. So that seems to work, right? We have, so far we would say, after trying two times before, this third instance seems to work, that had it not been for the pasuk of Moshevotechem, the Gzera Shava, we would have thought that the iser, that the assay of Beitin is docha de lo tase of kares, of melting the lead to pour down the person's throat for skila, and you need a pasuk to tell us otherwise. So too, we might have thought that the assay of Yibum is docha the love of erva of achot isha, had it not been for the pasuk of Aleha. So Amar Shimi Barashi, offers a different approach. Hi Tana, this Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, lo mishum da'asi assay v'dochi lo tase, right? The reason is not because in other words, why did you need a pasuk? We were assuming that you need a pasuk because without the pasuk, an asay is docha the lotase even with kares. No, that's not the reason you need a pasuk. El mishum demaiti mikal v'chomer. Rather, he needs a pasuk to reject what we might have learned from a kal v'chomer. V'achi kamar, this is the kal v'chomer. Mani mekayim mechala amot yumat. What might I have learned from the pasuk of one who violates Shabbos is surely is put to death? For all malachot, except when it comes to mitat beitin. We might have thought that you're put to death for any violation of malach on Shabbos, except if you're beitin, carrying out a capital punishment. I might have thought that Shabbos is docha, is pushed aside in order to fulfill the mitzvah of mitat beitin. Why? Right? Why would we think that? What's the kal v'chomer? It's as follows. One of the top of Zion Amin Aleph. Uma avoda shi chamura v'docha Shabbos ritzicha docha ota. Right? If there's, again, let's think of this. If I remember a little bit of math and logic, right? So you'd have a syllogism. Right, if A implies B and B implies C, right? So we have, let's say a Kohen is a murderer, right? Let's say a Kohen murders, and he's in the middle of doing the avoda, right? That's what Rashi says, right? He wants to do the avoda, right? Right, and he's in the middle of doing the avoda. Right, so avoda is very important. Avoda is so important that we allow it to be the avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. We allow it, the sacrificial service, we allow it to trump Shabbos. You offer karbanot. So the Kohen is offering a karban, and yet we say, right, Ritzicha docha ota, right? Shenemar mi mizbechi tikachenu lamut, right? So a Kohen is in the middle of doing the avoda. And he's a murderer. The Beit Din takes him from his avoda, his karbanot, and executes him, even from the mizbeach. So if avoda, which is docha Shabbos, is pushed aside for the assay of Beit Din carrying out it's capital punishment, right? Shabbat shenitchet, third line from the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. Shabbat shenitchet b'bnei avoda, ein odin shetei ritzicha docha ota. Right? So we might think that if that there's a kal v'chomer, that if you take the kohen away from his sacrificial service in order to fulfill the mitat beitin, and avoda is docha Shabbos, then certainly the kal v'chomer would tell us that in order to fulfill the capital punishment of beitin, you would violate Shabbos, right? Because avoda violates Shabbos, and mitat beitin can violate the avoda. So certainly you can skip the middle step. And the kal v'chomer would teach us that the assay of beitin doing capital punishment should override the iser kares of Shabbos. And that's why the pasuk has to tell us, right? That's why the pasuk has to tell us that that's not the case, and that Shabbos is maintained, and that beitin doesn't perform capital punishments on Shabbos. But it doesn't teach us anything about the assumption, right? We're going to stop here because we've tried a third time, and we've, at least in this moment, we've suggested that there's no proof that alaha, that the assumption without a pasuk is that an asay is docha alotasa with kares. We was promising up until now that we thought that the case of mitat beitin, the pasuk telling us that there's no mitat beitin on Shabbos is predicated on a havamina that the asay should be docha lo tasa of kares. We've upended that and said no, that the pasuk was necessary to reject this kal v'chomer that we might have had. So again, putting it all together, we have to keep in mind what the purpose of all this is. The purpose goes back to, do we really need a pasuk to tell us that the asay of yibum is not docha the lo tasa of erva that has associated with it kares? If there is that assumption that's valid, then we understand why we need the pasuk of Allah. If that's not a valid assumption, if we would never think that an iser kares is pushed aside by an asay, then we don't understand the need for the pasuk of Allah. I think we'll stop there. A lot going on. I think it's good to kind of think about it in the broad terms. Keep your eye on the prize that we're trying to figure out about all the necessity for the pasuk of Allah. And all these things are trying to prove that the assumption without a pasuk is that an asay could be docha alo tase of kares, which then makes the need for the pasuk of Allah obvious. Any questions, comments, relief?
Hey, Rabbi. Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov, everyone. Have a great day.